Zora is a really good example of open tribalism, sharing herself, living large, an open, curious spirit, as probing of others as they were probing of her. Because by the time she consciously chose her path of learning, she was already big. She didn't self-censor. It was a white man who told her when she was a child that truth is a letter from courage. Early on, she wanted to be big, to have courage. There's a sense in which she cultivated it. So as they weren't the source, no one could take away pieces of her. She had no grievance on that score. The real issue is how to occupy our humanness fully with power and its rule the world issues, which each generation of so-called rulers consciously absorb themselves with and pass on to the youth the intention to realize that vision, mission. So how to occupy a new vision with this sitting on us? The questions Zora's involved with are the questions that should, if we can ignore the heinous crimes of power globally, absorb us. They are the ones that look beyond this mess. They are concerned with humanness. But we've arrived at the juncture where this can no longer be an individual effort. The oceans are dying. Our brothers and sisters are being slaughtered, imprisoned, and executed. Our earth has been trashed beyond belief. We cannot leave this mess for future generations to deal with. In Waking Up, I argued that the abandoned child is the source of our problems, that it has systematically done to others, to those who still had cultures, to those who still cherished their children, what was done to it. It made orphans. Putting it this way explains why power is so antagonistic to our own authentic cultures. Obviously, first, because they are the basis, these authentic cultures, they are the basis for self-definition, and power wants to name us, give us our assignments. But no less, because when we are earth-connected, we cherish our children. But, I mean, this is but the earth speaking through us, our allegiance to life and the ancestors. Unless we're of the First Nations, the first folks on this side, or our earth connection has miraculously survived, abandonment sweeps us up in its tide. We are immigrant nations all here in the U.S., caught, trapped, imprisoned by the secrecy of rule, the sine qua non of Plato's tribe, who serve ideas instead of life, and you cannot serve two masters. Remember that scene in the Robert De Niro film, The Good Shepherd? Mafia man, yous are the guys that scare me. You're the people that make the big wars. CIA man, no, we make sure the wars are small ones, Mr. Palmy. Mafia man, let me ask you something. We Italians, we got our families, and we got the church. The Irish, they have their homeland. The Jews, their traditions. Even the Africans, they got their music. What about you people, Mr. Carlson? What do you have? CIA man. The United States of America. The rest of you are just visiting. There was a pregnant, a significant silence in the wake of those words. This is what power does. It steals our voices, our vibrancy, our light. For this is not something that can be mined. It's from within. It's an earth gift. We didn't make this mess, says Barack's friend, Ray. It's their world, all right? They own it, and we in it. And moreover, we're not welcome in it. They suffer our presence depending on our obedience. And this means all of us. You see, that's the truth we never get to hear. That's the silence all pundits and media interviewers tacitly agree to. So they play their parts in a most depraved stage play, helping to construct and legitimate an elaborate charade. Dupe the children is the name of the game. Because grown-ups know we're living in the Matrix, and to the degree we do and don't tell the children the truth, we're complicit too.